Thank you.
Good morning, Church. Today's Bible reading is Matthew 7, verse 24 to 29. Let's read. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
A very good morning to all of you. If you are the first time here, then be assured that you have been brought by the Holy Spirit at the right place. I'm a visiting speaker within the IBC, and your church is listed as a member of the 64 plus churches spread all over in Europe and part of Africa. The IBC is doing a great job here in Europe, and if you were here a couple of weeks ago, I came here and I spoke about our small church community in Rotterdam, what the Lord is doing through the church to show his love to the people of Rwanda. Rwanda went through a genocide, and many people lost their life. When I was teaching there, the group, they asked me questions I could not answer. Why did God allow that to happen? I don't have an answer. Do you? You don't have an answer. But it's just like slavery. God sent his people there back to show to the people that he has never stopped loving them. And that's what the missionaries do. They go there to help the people draw back to God. Because God's love for us is an everlasting love. It's never stopped. And today we are in the midst of so many difficulties in the world, but still God is at work. And today we continue with our series, Sent by Jesus. Sent by Jesus. And well, I think maybe you can control it for me over there, because I always have problem with this kind of modern technology. Yes. Okay. I always say, if you have a text, try to go back a little bit to see what happened in the previous chapter or verses before this one. This is actually the great sermon on the mount. It is the greatest sermon ever preached in the history of the world. And our text today is part of it. It is about the teachings of Jesus Christ to the disciples, to those who were following him. And I have put it in such a way that you will be able to follow what Matthew recorded when he heard Jesus speaking with a big crowd. He mounted on a hill and started teaching them. And we see here the background is a warning in Matthew 7, 1 through 6. It's a warning about judging and criticizing others. We like judging people. And that is, Jesus teaches about it, that it is not right to judge others or to criticize people in a manner that you kind of bring the people down. It doesn't mean we should overlook when mistakes are being committed in a body like this. But we can criticize, but we must criticize in love. That our criticism is be done in a manner to lift up the person. You see, the stronger must always be on the side of the weaker. So he teaches about that. And he also talks about prayer. The key to prayer is persevering in prayer. And last time I was here, I talked also about prayer. See, he says in Matthew, he describes it as ask. The word to ask is given to us in a present continuous tense. It means keep on asking. You persevere in asking. Okay? You ask until you receive an answer. When you're praying, you're not praying today, then you stop praying because you didn't have an answer. No, prayer is persevering. And it is like you are seeking to find something. What are you seeking? See, you're not seeking to be wealthy tomorrow. No. You are seeking until God himself is found by him. He will find you. We cannot find God. He will reveal. That's why he is called God of revelation. Yes? And then we find him to become the heart of our life. He becomes the center of our life. And we keep knocking until it is opened. I have put this in a way so that if you are taking note, this is Jesus is teaching. I'm sure if there was a PowerPoint at that time, he would do the same thing I have done here. Okay, so I have put it in a manner that you will be able to follow it. It's very interesting. Yes? So today, you see, we live in a digital world. Everything is science. And that is the wisdom of God. Amen? To be able to help us know more. Okay? So then, in verses 12 of the same chapter, it talks about a golden rule and two choices in life. two choices in life. You are not faced with so many choices in life. There are only two. And this here is the issue of righteousness. It's all there. When I was studying, it's all there. How to live righteously? That is, to have a right relationship. To have a right relationship with the community in which you belong. Our life must be right. Righteousness simply means being right before your neighbor and before God. If your relationship is not right before man that you see every day, how can you be right before God? You see, this is the teaching of Jesus Christ. And the people were in front of him, including religious leaders, professors and teachers. Religious leaders, the lawmakers, they were all there. And the second part, the second choice is, how can you have a right life, a real life? A life that is filled with the teachings of the Lord is the real life. Amen? So it's kind of, you have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. Life is full of choices. You can never say, I didn't have a choice. You have. You have. And then when we move to verses 15 through 20, it's a kind of a warning to false teachers. They are spread all over the world today. Yeah, maybe you can control it there for me. False teachers. You see, in those days, and it is today too, the false teachers, the false prophet, the number of false prophets in churches today are growing, especially in Africa. In Ghana, for instance, almost every pastor is a prophet. And they talk as if they just arrived from heaven. You know, yes, we can laugh about it, but they are gaining more numbers. They are ditching the real teaching. But it was the time of Jesus, and he warns about false teachers. You know, what they do is that they have to speak things that the king loved to hear, and the members, the body of Christ, they want to hear. You would love to hear good things about you, wouldn't you? And they always say, God told me to tell you. I had a dream about you, and you are going to be great, and this. And this is what you do. These are all false teaching. You see, these are the prophets, the so-called prophets. If I tell you that there are no more prophets, you will begin to argue with me. But there are no more prophets in the sense of who can say today, thou sayest the Lord. Who can say, thou sayest the Lord. You see, the prophets were sent to prepare this holy document. And it is completed. It is complete. And then the apostles came. Matthew is an apostle. We are reading the text of what the Spirit gave him. There are no more prophets. All that what you hear They are all fake. And it's not about that somebody is telling you everything God wants to tell you is here, amen. It's here. We have to study it. And we have to understand it. And we have to obey it. And we have to apply it. We have to act upon it. We have to live out the truth about the word that Jesus is teaching. He's telling something. And we have to understand it. So that deals with it. That is verse 15 and 20. That is verse 21 and 23. Now, we come to our text. So this little background will help you, shape you, get you ready. Probably you would like to tighten your seatbelt. So he says in verse 14, having talked to them about do not judge, do not criticize. Having talked to them about ask, seek, knock. Having talked to them about be careful about the false teaching and the false prophet. Be careful. Now he comes to this verse 24. Listen carefully. He used the word therefore. Everybody say therefore. 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 Now ask yourself, what is there for? Okay? What is there for? Well, sometimes when you read Paul's work, and you hear Paul saying, therefore, I can bet you, you have to go back from the beginning to understand what therefore here means. Therefore, instead of judging and instead of criticizing, therefore, in view of all that, everyone who hears, who heard me saying, thou shalt not judge, thou shalt not criticize. Everyone who heard me teaching about the importance of persevering in prayer, who hears those words. And in Matthew 13, 31, he says, Jesus says, everything will pass, but not my word. And this is the word, is you say, the words that I'm teaching. Who hears these words of mine, these teachings of mine, these instructions of mine, they are mine. They are my teaching. They are my instructions. I am directing you to my word. From the beginning, I am the beginning. I am the Alpha and the Omega. My words. My words. My teaching. Who hear those teaching and act upon them. In other words, in another translation, he says, who put it into practice. Then he compares them to a wise person. The wise person built his house on a rock. It's like building a house on a strong foundation. And I'm glad we sang that song in Dutch, in English, and in your own language. Now, if you look at the text carefully, you will see that he places every man. Every man is placed into one of two classes by Christ. You see, we are all listening. aren't we? Are you listening?
Yes.
Yes. They were before him. Then he says, these two classes are there. Every man is placed into one of two classes by Christ. Now there is a class of men called wise men, and a class called foolish class. You see, then he says what the wise person does. The wise person builds upon the rock. Now that rock is referring to Christ himself. That rock is referring to the words that he says are mine. He is referring to the teachings. Teachings, his sayings, his commandments, his claims that I am the bread and life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The commandment that comes from me. I am the fountain. Those who hear that. And put those words in practice are different. So, let's look at the wise person. There are two foundations of life. I hope you are following. It's a beautiful text. And it challenges each one of us. So please stay awake. It's pretty warm here. I'm almost through. I'm almost there. So the wise person built on a rock. It means that that person hears and he responds. It means that person obeys. It means that person is not just a phony, superficial one. Because practicing obedience then becomes that solid foundation. When we are obeying Christ and practicing his teachings, we are building a strong foundation that can never shake. There are storms of life. Life is full of storms. We will get to that very soon. Christ says, my teachings and sayings, my instruction and words are the material which we need to build our lives. That is the rock. So he's the rock of ages. He's my refuge. Because his words are full of life, are power. It is able to stand the storms of life. That's a fact. Hallelujah. That's a fact. Christ says, those who hear my words and put them into practice are wise people. They build like building on rock. The words of Christ are words that determine the foundation of our life. It determines the foundation of your business. If you are in a business, incorporate Christ's teaching in your business. In everything you do, incorporate Christ. Draw Christ in. Draw Christ in our relationship, in our marriage. Let him become the foundation. You see, let him be at the heart of that relationship. Because Christ is all. He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of your marriage. He is. In him, all things are brought together. That is the power of the cross and the glory of the resurrection. At the cross, he held your relationship. At the cross of Jesus, he knew that you will face difficulties. So he put it on his shoulder. That is what it's all about. It determines our foundation of our lives. And you can go also to James, James chapter 1, verse 22. James 1:22, he says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. You see, they all agree. It's one spirit. Matthew says, he recorded Jesus. The same way James also recorded Jesus Christ. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Act upon it. Put it into practice. Because he says, verse 23, he says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. You are all hearers this afternoon. You are hearing the word of God. And as soon as you live here, you are going to face challenges. Would you remember what you heard and would you be able to put it into practice? That's the issue here. But there is an Old Testament version of this. And that is Psalm 35, Psalm 78, 35. It says, it's all about the rock, the Redeemer. You see, they say, they remembered that God was their rock. The rock, Jesus, he's saying, I have said it earlier, his teachings become the rock of our life. That most high, that God most high was their Redeemer. And then when you come to Deuteronomy 32, 15, it talks about Jeshurun grew fat and kicked, filled with food. They became heavy and sleek. They then abandoned God. It is like we have everything and we forgot God. They abandoned the God who made them and rejected the rock, their salvation, their savior. Many times when we face challenges, we forgot God. We forgot what he has said, that I will not leave you as orphans. These are important texts for us on this journey. Then when it comes to verse 31, it says, they are a nation of minis. They don't know enough to come in what of the rain. If they had any sense at all, they would know this. They will see what is coming down the road. How could a soldier chase 1,000 enemies off, or 2 men ran off 2,000, unless their rock had sold them, unless God had given them away, for their rock is nothing compared to the rock. Even our enemies say that. It's the rock again. The rock of our salvation. The strength of our salvation. Yes. So we have here, it says, the foolish built upon worldly things. They are a class of men, they are called foolish. Who are they? Well, Jesus says, they are those who hear the words and does not put them in practice. It is like building a life on the sun. Now the rain comes. The rain here represents storms of life for both the wise and the foolish. When it rains, it falls on the wise and falls on us, on the good person also. There are all kinds of rain and all kinds of storms. These storms can come in the form of sickness. They can come in the form of depression. They are storms of life. They are in this life. These storms can come in the form of loneliness. They can also come in the form of mistreatment, the loss of a dear person, dear one. They all bring grief and sorrow. They are storms of life, tests. Life is filled with tests. Marriage problem, your health problem, financial problem. Now, all these things, the way to overcome all these is to trust the rock. Hallelujah. Trust the rock. Jesus knows what you go through every day. Trust the rock and depend on him. Depend on him. Jesus does not deliberately seek to build. The foolish who is described here by Jesus does not deliberately seek to build on false or inferior foundation. But instead, they just do not think about the purpose of their life. There are many of us in life, we don't think really. We don't value our life. We don't think about the purpose of our life, especially when we are going through difficulties. We don't really think. But in this life, we suffer. There is nowhere in the scripture that Jesus preached and gave us immunity of suffering. We will face tests. Because this life, the precious life given to us by the sacrificial suffering, and death on the cross at Calvary. We tend to forget that life, this precious life given, were bought. It was bought by Jesus. It means when the storm comes, the storms of life come, we cannot stand them. And therefore, heed to destruction. Not out of stubbornness, but out of thoughtlessness. So as Christian, part of our task and responsibility is to help those who are weak. So in summary, how we build our lives determines which class we are placed. Let me conclude. What impact did it have? Verse 28 and 29. The impact You know, people were amazed about the teaching and the authority of Jesus Christ. And the reason why he teaches with authority is because he has conquered death. And because of that, the power in heaven and power on earth is upon him. This is for our own good, that he holds the power of heaven and earth. It is for you that you go through storms of life. But where would your power come from? It comes from him who conquered death on the cross. And this is what we have to understand. It is to help us put to practice what we have heard. So how do we, that is why in John, 1 John 1:1, he said, Jesus spoke with a new authority because he was the original word, the Logos, in the beginning was the word. He spoke with authority. And for us to hear this today is something for my life, for my relationship, for everything. So in conclusion, what do we make out of this? You see, every person has a house to build. In other words, each one of us in this room has a life to build in this world. It is something we can never walk away. How we build our lives determine our eternal life, our destiny. Therefore, our lives and destinies depend upon how we put into practice the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is challenging us this morning. It's a challenge. Just as in his time, they were all in front and they heard him, as you are hearing him today. What you are hearing is not mine. What you are hearing is Jesus' word. And in order for your life to be stronger in this life, come what storms, the challenges that you will face. You face challenges at your work, where you work. You face challenges everywhere. But Jesus says, I am the rock of your foundation. That's it. I am the rock of your life. Just as he was with the Israelites under the desert, he was their rock. And Proverbs 10:8 says, the wise in heart, you see, the wise person is willing to learn, obey, and that person will receive more instructions. And the more we receive from Jesus Christ and we put them into practice, we become a different people in the world. We are able to stand. His life shall be described day by day through the storms of life, even through eternity. So brothers and sisters, this afternoon I challenge you, these few words that you have heard today. It began by, be careful of your criticism, be careful of judging people, and keep asking, persevere in your prayers, persevere, keep on asking, keep on knocking. And put to practice, he says, the words that you have heard today. Maybe some of you need a couple of minutes before we take the Lord's Supper to reflect on this. I'm very happy to see that even this moment of vacation period, you still have order. Things are arranged. You have people doing that, like Sarah was saying. It's a way of putting things into practice, isn't it? to keep God's work going. We must do this outside also. You must do this where you work. You are the light there. Amen? You are the light. And you have heard something. So you don't do what they do. You do what Christ has told us to do. Amen. Yes. We make the difference. Because you can trust the one who died for you. Amen. You can trust the one who died for you. And if you cannot trust the one who died for you, whom can you trust? And when you trust the one who died for you, you will put his word that he has spoken into practice. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, we give you praise and thank you for your word today. We know that as soon as we leave here, there will be challenges. There will be storms in our life. But may your power of the Holy Spirit guide our heart and mind to stick to your word so that others may see you in us and glorify your holy name forever and ever. Amen. Today we have the Lord's Supper here, communion.